local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, if it was foggy yesterday, it's really foggy this morning. I know that's not the technical term. That's why we have a staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. He's on the way with our forecast at 66 and what I'll call really foggy out there as we get started on this Tuesday. Let's check traffic first. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, a lot in Schillinger. State troopers are on the scene of one accident. It's going to be with injuries. Be careful. Also, a fuel spill at 850 Virginia Street. It's going to be between South Broad and South Washington Street, as we have a dense fog advisory, less than a quarter mile visibility in most of the listening area this morning. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for best selection, pricing, and service, open 7 days a week in Mobile and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and areas of fog with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, fog and a few showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then a few showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this National Drink Wine Day.
Oh, yeah.
On a Tuesday?
Red?
Why can't we have this on a Friday?
Yeah, that, it's the same as like when we have, what, Tequila Day? They always end up putting the drinking days in the middle of the week.
National Tequila Day on a Monday or something like that. I don't get it. All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, who we have a lot to talk about with him. Heavy-duty fog this morning for Mobile and Baldwin counties. Warm temps and rain through the week. How will it affect the Mardi Gras parade schedule? We'll get into that with him coming up at around 6:35. Plus, Kane will keep us up to date in traffic, and lots to talk about overnight. MPD investigating a shooting at MLK and Broad. Also, a sex offender climbs a radio tower in Pensacola. We'll talk a little bit about that this morning because that's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'll give a little warning about what happens up on towers when there's big antennas up there.
I can't wait to hear. Was he running away, or did he just see that tower and decided to climb it?
We'll give you some updates on what they asked the radio stations there to do. A lot of people probably would have said, why'd they do that? I'll explain that coming up in a little bit. Also, proposed Alabama bill could make prosecuting government corruption harder. A pay-to-play bill filed in Montgomery. Now, two bills filed, well, many filed yesterday, but one that would deal with prosecuting government corruption and another one, pay-to-play.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they could have combined them. So, college athletes and members of the Alabama legislature should be allowed to get paid to play the game. We'll dig into that as they're back in session in Montgomery. And more than 2,000 former DOJ officials are demanding Attorney General Barr resign. We'll get in details of that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, in sports.
Man, a scary finish to the Daytona 500 last night. Ryan Newman ends up in serious condition, not life-threatening injuries. But Denny Hamlin wins one of the closest Daytona 500s in history. Of course, that finish was marred by the wreck to Newman. I'll fill you in on what happened yesterday in the the postponed Daytona 500.
Also, Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy. We'll have details on that. And in the global pandemic discussion of COVID-19, that old-timers used to call coronavirus.
Oh, back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, back in those days. They say it's encouraging yet cautious. Jim Roop reporting there's good news for a few of the coronavirus fronts. Still too early to tell if the good news is really that good of news. Jim Roop with more.
The first piece of good news is the number of new cases of coronavirus, known officially now as COVID-19, have slowed over the past few days. The caution that comes with it.
It's too early to tell if this reported decline will continue.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, says trends can change as new populations are affected. There are still far less than 1,000 cases outside of China, where there are 70 times that number. In China, nearly 1,800 people, as of the filing of this report, have died from the virus, and only 3 deaths outside of China. Dr. Tedros says also that COVID-19 is not as deadly as other coronaviruses like SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome.
More than 80% of patients have mild disease. In about 14% of cases, the virus causes severe disease, including pneumonia. And about 5% of patients have critical disease, including respiratory failure and multi-organ failure.
He says in about 2% of patients, the disease is fatal. And the older the patient is, the higher the risk of death. He also says there are very few cases diagnosed in children.
More research is needed to understand why.
The WHO also cautions against the use of the word pandemic. Dr. Mike Ryan says COVID-19 does not fit the criteria for that declaration. The risk of contracting the virus is high inside China, but not outside.
And of that transmission that's occurred in countries outside China, the majority of that transmission can be traced through existing transmission chains.
He also cautions about restrictions, travel, trade, otherwise, reflecting on calls for people to, quote, steer clear of Asia and cruise ships, for example.
We have to be really careful here. There's no zero risk in the world for anything. We need an approach to managing risk that allows us to continue to operate as a society while minimizing the risks we know about. And that doesn't matter if we're talking about travel or meetings. It doesn't matter if we're talking about cruise ships.
He still says, however, the risk of contracting the virus outside of China remains very, very low. I'm Jim Roop.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A third suspect is in jail in connection to the murder of a University of South Alabama professor, Matthew Weiser. 23-year-old Curtis Womack Jr. was arrested on Monday. He faces a murder charge and a marijuana possession charge in an unrelated case. A 15-year-old boy is recovering after being shot several times in Escambia County, Florida. Deputies say the shooting happened on Brainerd Street in the Brownsville community just outside Pensacola. The boy was shot 4 times but is expected to be okay. Deputies say he is not cooperating with their investigation. One of the country's top youth organizations is filing for bankruptcy. The Boy Scouts of America filed a court document in Delaware's bankruptcy court early this morning. The organization says it has about $50,000 in assets as it faces hundreds of sex abuse lawsuits. The lawsuits have now been suspended. Okaloosa County deputies say a man with a cane has been scamming people in Destin by going door to door asking for money. They say the man says his wife's car broke down, promises to repay them, but he never comes back. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Denny Hamlin won this year's running of the Daytona 500 by 14 thousandths of a second, but everyone's focus was on the well-being of Ryan Newman after a scary wreck on the final lap.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line for it.
That's the call from Fox. It took emergency responders some time to get the car upright and remove Newman from the car before he was taken to Halifax Medical Center. Shortly after 9 p.m. our time, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell passed along a statement from Newman's team, Roush Fenway Racing.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time. We appreciate your patience and cooperation and will provide more information as it becomes available.
The victory lane celebration was subdued for Hamlin and his team.
It's a weird balance of, you know, excitement and happiness for yourself, but obviously someone's health and their family's, you know, bigger than any win in any sport. So, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
It was Hamlin's third Daytona 500 win of his career. He joins an elite list of drivers that have won the race three or more times, including Sterling Marlin, Dale Jarrett, Jeff Gordon, Bobby Allison, Cale Yarborough, and Richard Petty. And Hamlin's margin of victory of 14 thousandths of a second over Blaney was the second closest in race history after only Hamlin's win over Martin Truex Jr. in 2016. That margin of victory was 0.01 seconds. Mobile's Bubba Wallace finished 15th after getting caught up in a wreck that took out a majority of the field with 17 laps remaining. Next up, NASCAR heads to Vegas for the Pennzoil 400 on Sunday. We're now under a month away from Selection Sunday in NCAA basketball, and Baylor remains the top-ranked team in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll. The Bears received 21 of 32 first-place votes this week, with the other 11 going to the second-ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs. Kansas remains ranked third, setting up a huge showdown this Saturday against top-ranked Baylor. San Diego State is still undefeated at 26-0. The Aztecs are ranked fourth, followed by the Dayton Flyers. It's the first time since 1955 that the Flyers are ranked in the top five. Duke moved up to number six, followed by Maryland, Florida State, Penn State, and Kentucky, who rounds out the top 10. Auburn fell two spots to number 13 this week after losing to Missouri on Saturday. LSU dropped out of the poll after losing to Alabama, the Tigers' third loss in four games. LPGA pioneer and 13-time major winner Mickey Wright passed away yesterday at the age of 85. Wright joined the LPGA Tour in 1955 and compiled 82 career wins. She remains the only LPGA player to hold all major titles at the same time. At one point in her career, Wright won 44 times in 4 years and was named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year twice in 1963 and 64. One of the greatest of all time, Ben Hogan, once said that Wright had the finest swing in the game. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and areas of fog with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, fog and a few showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then a few showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have a decent amount of fog, less than a quarter mile visibility in most areas, so be careful. Lott and Schillinger have got an accident slowing up traffic and now a fuel spill at 850 Virginia Street. Between South Broad and South Washington Street, you've got the fire department on the scene there. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
The 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this foggy Tuesday. We'll check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, in just a little bit here. Get a forecast not only for when the fog clears, but the rain for this week and how it affects Mardi Gras parading. And we have Wednesday as a rain day, although it looks like Wednesday could be rain. Wednesday is the day, the makeup day, for if a parade gets rained out, or it looks like in the forecast it will get rained out. Problem is, it looks like we got rain on the rain day.
Well, you can't tempt fate like that by calling it rain day. Then it's going to rain.
Makeup day.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it's supposed to be.
Well, if you call it rain day, it'll rain on rain day.
Yeah, maybe it won't. Maybe you can flip it around. Maybe the fact that you call it rain day will keep it from raining on that day.
Good point.
All right. Also talking about Mardi Gras. This is very cool news here. Of course, we got Moon Pie Minute. We got the story of Mardi Gras coming up here in just a little bit. But additional information for the story of Mardi Gras for the second time now, and Peter Albrecht reporting at WKRG.com, says for the second time, the family of the fallen float will roll in a Fat Tuesday parade, and the community is asked to donate throws. Parade growers can expect to see the float on Fat Tuesday during the Knights of Revelry parade. Family members of the fallen officers ride on the float during the Knights of Revelry parade Tuesday afternoon. It's a way for the community to let them know their loved ones are never forgotten. MPD officer Sean Tudor was killed in the line of duty on January 20th of 2019. 11 months earlier, MPD officer Justin Billow was killed. Throws can be dropped off at police headquarters or at any precinct. Now, purchases also can be made at Gulf Coast Beads, which is 5017B Cottage Hill Road, and you can make your donation to Family of the Fallen. We did that last year where you just show up and but you don't even touch them. You just pay for them there and they deliver them to the float. I know last year the float was so packed. I remember talking to folks with MPD and Family of the Fallen said the folks were having to like climb into their spots on the float. I love it. Let's do it again this year. And it's really cool that it looks like from here on out until we hear other news that Family of the Fallen float will roll with the Knights of Revelry KOR on Fat Tuesday each year. So yeah, that's a great, great deal. Great placement. So
cool. And props to the FM Talk 106.5 listening crew there for helping to load that down and launch that last year.
And yeah, we'll do it again this year. Do it again this year?
Yeah, heck yeah.
All right. We'll talk about, more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, your chance at win them before you can buy them tickets for Def Leppard and ZZ Top. That show September 28th, but tickets go on sale Friday at Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office. We have a chance for you to win them before you can buy them sometime between now and 9 o'clock this morning. So stay close for that. All right. So that's on the way. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way as well, because, well, he's got a lot to talk about. We'll get into that in just a second. Give me a heads up here. If you made a New Year's resolution to get organized and cleaned up around your house, let me point out, y'all, it's fixing to be Mardi Gras. You need to get moving on your New Year's resolution. I got a way to do it. Set a deadline. Set a deadline by making an appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. He and his crew getting rid of junk in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Commercial properties, they can do that at your home, at your shop. Heck, you got a storage unit that's filled with stuff that you're not quite sure what it is. You just know you pay on it every month. Get rid of the junk and do that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's as easy as going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, making that appointment, or picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Just calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Go on there. They'll set an actual day and a time. They'll show up, quote you a price on removing the junk. If you say yes, they get to work and get it gone. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Also, story out this morning about the Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy. Got a note here from BSA, and I'm involved with Boy Scouts, and I've got my son in it, which, by the way, I didn't say much yesterday on air, but Pinewood Derby, mm-hmm. first place.
Congrats. And,
so we were pretty fired up about that.
I saw the picture of the trophy reveal.
Yes.
Someone said better than the Heisman pose.
It's been pretty big day. My son's gripping the trophy, so you have to look through his fingers to see it's a first place trophy. He's not letting that thing go. It's sitting in a place of honor in his room. But it's sad news. It's sad news. Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Here's the note I got from the National Boy Scouts. It says, the Mobile Area Council said, we wanted to reach out and provide some information on a few things that have recently been in the news about the Boy Scouts of America, and explain what it all means for scouting in the Mobile Area Council. As you may have heard, the national organization is exploring a potential Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing and has asked councils to consider participating in related negotiations and planning. That process has two key objectives: to equitably compensate victims who were harmed during their time in scouting, and to continue to carry on scouting's mission for years to come. Goes on to say, we remain committed as ever to delivering the scouting program in our area and to supporting the dedicated volunteers and scouting families in our communities. And we'll talk about this, what goes on with the national scouting and what means for your troop, for your den.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A registered sex offender is now in jail after climbing a 375-foot radio tower to escape from Pensacola police. Officers spent more than 7 hours trying to get the man to come down as concerned citizens watched. Police say the man, who remains unidentified, was wanted for failing to identify as a sex offender. He'd served time in prison for his offenses. Police say he didn't want to go back to jail. A man was shot and killed last night, blocks away from a Mardi Gras parade in downtown Mobile. It happened at the Quick Stop gas station on Broad Street at about 6:50 last night. The victim was rushed to the hospital but later died. The Mobile Police Department is asking for the public's help identifying a suspect. A man and his dog managed to escape a fire that destroyed his home early Monday morning. It happened on St. Luke Church Road in the Latham community of Baldwin County. There was not much left of Walter Gray's home. A witness says a car in Gray's garage exploded. When firefighters arrived, all they could do was make sure it didn't spread. Gray and his dog are staying with friends. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
Jolene, I need to get $50 out of petty cash.
What for?
I've got to pay Mardi Gras guy for his work on the Jack Green commercial.
He doesn't work for us, and he's certainly not a spokesperson for Jack Green.
Well, whatever. Since we put him on the air, he's hired an agent, and he's demanding a salary.
No. Look, we've got new information we have to get out right away. Commercial property rates are going sky high, and a lot of people are losing their commercial coverage altogether. This week alone, Jack Green has saved people thousands of dollars. Thousands! He can find you a much better commercial rate and save you money, whether you own a small restaurant
or a bar,
an apartment complex, a shopping center,
or a bar,
or a church,
or a bar.
Jack Green will save you money. Jack also writes physicians' E&O coverage. Jack will help you stay in business by helping you hang on to your cash. Call Jack Green today in Mobile, 344-5393.
That's too many letters. Oh.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Nope.
Having swept past the 10% minimum in a new national poll this morning and hitting 19%, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg will be on stage tomorrow night in Las Vegas, despite not being on the ballot there for the Democratic presidential caucuses. More from Scott Carr.
His campaign says he's looking forward to it. It's the first time Bloomberg will stand alongside the rivals he's so far avoided by bypassing the early voting states and using his personal fortune to define himself through TV ads.
The Boy Scouts of America has filed for bankruptcy, according to a court document filed in Delaware Bankruptcy Court early this morning. The bankruptcy filing comes as the organization faces hundreds of sexual abuse lawsuits, thousands of alleged abuse victims, and dwindling membership. Japanese health officials confirm 88 more cases of the coronavirus on a quarantine cruise ship near Tokyo, the total on the Diamond Princess now 542. Pre-market trading shows stock futures following world markets down this morning, led by the NASDAQ off 81. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. HSBC Holdings says it will scale back operations in the U.S., mainland Europe, and its investment bank after net profit tumbled 53% to $5.9 billion last year. Europe's biggest bank plans to cut 35,000 jobs and $100 billion of assets in the next 3 years and invest more in its fast-growing Asian and Middle Eastern operations to boost profit. Dairy Farmers of America has agreed to buy a substantial part of Dean Foods, the largest U.S. milk producer, for $425 million. As part of the deal, the agricultural cooperative that represents roughly 14,000 dairy producers would acquire 44 of Dean's plants. Dallas-based Dean Foods filed for bankruptcy protection in November. Dean sells dairy products under labels including True Moo, Pet, Friendly's, Tuscan, and Land O'Lakes. Crude oil trading at $51.30 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, there's foggy mornings, and then there's foggy mornings. And this, wow. At least my route from near the University of South Alabama to here at Airport in 65, it was thick fog.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're going to see areas of fog around all day, especially around the bay. And with these temperatures well above normal and cool waters in the bay, it's the perfect situation for fog. We're going to look for mostly cloudy skies today with areas of fog and a good chance for showers. Right now, we don't have much on the radar, but as we progress through the day, a cold front will be moving into Mississippi and Alabama, and that's going to help set off showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two. I don't expect any severe weather, but mostly shower activity. And certainly this afternoon, we'll see quite a few of those showers developing across the area. Another warm day today, should be up around 72 degrees for this afternoon. Now tonight, mostly cloudy, again fog, and if you don't run into dense fog today, you certainly will get tonight have another chance for that through the evening, on through the night, and into the morning hours tomorrow. We'll see a few scattered showers tonight. We will cool into the upper 50s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy day with fog in the morning. We will see a few showers. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s. The wind will be out of the north, but we won't really see much in the way of cooling until late on Wednesday and on into Thursday. So a few showers tomorrow, upper 60s. And then for Thursday, this is kind of an unpleasant situation because we're going to have a cool or cold rain. And that's going to start Wednesday night and through most of Thursday. Highs only in the mid-50s. And then on Friday, it clears off. It'll be mostly sunny but cool in the mid-50s, and we're going to get down into the upper 30s for Friday night. As for the weekend, the best day again is going to be Saturday with sunny skies, a high around 60, and then Sunday partly cloudy, a few showers, and we'll warm into the mid-60s. So definitely the best day is going to be for the weekend will be Saturday.
All right, so but for the short term, 6:30 tonight, order of Lachies, what do you think?
Looks like a good chance for showers around at great time. As I mentioned, we don't have anything right now much on the radar, but it will be developing through the afternoon and on into the evening hours.
All right, so that's not, and then, of course, our makeup day. Dalton told me not to call it a rain day. Makeup day is Wednesday, but that one looks like it's not good as well.
Yeah, we've got scattered showers, particularly in the morning on Wednesday, and then we're going to see a return of rain, and it will be Wednesday night. So there's a decent chance they could get that that parade in for Wednesday evening.
All right, so there's and then Thursday, not looking good either.
No, Thursday doesn't look good with cold rain, but Friday right now, and Saturday look great. Cool temperatures, but plenty of sunshine.
All right. Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where do they get it?
Yeah, we have quite a few locations in Mobile, thanks to Hancock Whitney Bank. A number of their banks in the area have them, and West Marine. Also, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and a couple of locations on the Eastern Shore, as I'll mention, will be Old Time Garden Supply and Autocraft Collision Center. And you can always stop by Fox 10 here in Mobile and also right here at the studios of 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And right now, imagine that, foggy and 66 at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Let me lean my head out here. Yeah, still real foggy.
Mm-hmm.
Had to look out the glass front studio there.
Not much visibility for me coming in this morning.
Pretty thick.
Yeah,
pretty
hopefully thick. It opens up a little bit for everyone else.
And we get text every day it's foggy. We get texts that say, Sean, Dalton, tell people to turn their lights on when it's foggy. I will, but it's not y'all. It's not the FM Talk 106.5 audience. What we should say is the people who don't listen to the station, family members, friends, maybe you need to text them before you leave the house or something. Remind them to turn their lights on. All right, 6:40, and time to check the story of Mardi Gras. It's the Moon Pie Minute, as told by our own Rennie Brabner.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. Shop a large selection of high-quality cars and RVs and buy from someone you can trust. 90 West Auto and Marine.
It's going to be a Lachie night. MCA and MAMGA royalty revealed.
as Mobile Mardi Gras moves ever closer to a fever pitch. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
Wouldn't it be great to know your car salesman, someone that actually cared about you? At 90 West Auto and Marine, the owners are local mobilians who probably know the same people you do and sell only well-inspected quality boats, trucks, cars, and RVs. Buy from someone from your community who knows happy clients means long-term success. Shop the large selection of quality brand high-end vehicles at 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. You'll be glad you shopped their brand new lot and showroom. Visit 90 West Auto and Marine today and tell them you heard about it on FM Talk 106.
The ladies of Lachey's are on a secret mission tonight when their 15 floats roll on the streets of Mobile. It will be the 28th parade for this 30-year-old Mardi Gras favorite. Queen Celine Von Marzette and Sumner Greer Adams Jr. as King Felix III are Mobile Carnival Association monarchs for this year's carnival festivities. The MCA's coronation is Saturday night. King Felix and his knights will arrive on the Royal Barge from the Isle of Joy midday Monday. The MCA's coronation is Saturday night. Queen Louise McMillan Ladd and King John Ethan Von Schell Jr. are the MCA's juvenile king and queen this year. Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association King Alexis I and his knights arrive Sunday. Mambus Queen is Rosemary Elaine Dunning. Their coronation is Sunday night. No scheduled parade tomorrow night, but public Mardi Gras resumes on Thursday as the Stripers Parade. Missed a Moon Pie Minute? You can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. Check FM Talk 1065's website for parade routes and times. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still got that fuel spill. They're working at 850 Virginia Street between South Broad and South Washington Street. Fire Department on the scene. Lawton Schillinger working an accident without injuries. Heavy fog as you're traveling in most of the area with a dense fog advisory that expires at 10 a.m. this morning. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, the Valley parking is always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And watch this story. The Boy Scout story getting a lot of attention as the National Boy Scouts filing for Chapter 11 there in Delaware. What does it mean to us locally? You know, I've told you we're a scouting family. I was involved in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts the whole way through, you know, turning 18 and now back to it with my son. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to my son. And it's, I think, a lot of folks out there are worried about what happens locally. Got this note from the Mobile Area Council, and I was reading some of it earlier. Goes on to say, your regular unit meetings and activities, district and council events, and all other scouting adventures will continue as usual. Please be assured that all options under consideration by the national organization, including the potential Chapter 11 filing, will ensure that scouting continues at all levels. Also be assured there is no scenario under consideration in which our council would file for Chapter 11 financial restructuring. So Mobile Area Council is not filing. Okay, so, and hopefully I'll get somebody on the show today, maybe on the midday show from the local office to talk more about this, because the national story is BSA filing for Chapter 11, but those of us that have, you know, Cub Scout den meetings coming up or Boy Scout troop meetings coming up or whatever it is, we want to know what's happening going forward. Pinewood Derby was just this weekend. I know we got a lot of campouts this this spring, and looking forward to going to Camp Mobilla this summer as always. So what does it mean for Mobile Area Council? Right now they're saying no change because of the national news.
So the local councils or associations are able to stand on their own separate.
I guess that's what it sounds like to me.
And the reasoning behind the national association, it's the lawsuits they're facing right now?
And the lawsuits, I guess, because they changed the statute of limitations and I guess changed the... In other words, cases out of the 50s, 60s, 70s now can be brought against BSA as well.
Wow.
And so they don't have the money to pay that. But that's the way I understand it, that's the national... You know, national. It from what I'm reading in this email. Once again, I'm just carrying on the information that was sent to me by the Mobile Area Council. This does not affect the local council, at least our local council. Like I said, I'm going to be digging into this because this is a big deal for me. It's self-serving with the child and scouting. But I know a lot of folks out there, a lot of families involved in this as well. So we will watch this story for sure. All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Take a look at, well, a couple things here in the world of sports. Man, what a scary, scary day at the Daytona yesterday.
Yeah, Ryan Newman with a scary wreck on the final lap of the race. And remember, Dale Earnhardt Sr., he passed away at Daytona years ago.
That yeah, was people also, were saying it was eerily similar. Do you think that's fair?
Well, in a way. I mean, it was on the final lap of the race. Same situation there. But Newman's car, he flipped. He was hit in the back by Blaney. And then his car flipped and slid on the top of the car. And then he was kind of broadsided by another car right on the driver's side. And it looked like it kind of caved in a way. And then there was a fire right there under the hood. They were able to get out there and stop the fire pretty quickly, and it took him a little while to get his car flipped over, but very, very scary, and we have an update from his team, Roush Fenway Racing, on his condition. I'll give that to you in sports.
All right, Ted, also an update on the story you've heard about this morning. Pensacola police rescuing a man from a radio tower yesterday. They said the man climbed up a registered sex offender, I guess, who didn't file as a registered sex offender in that area. Had climbed a, I guess, to escape. It climbed a tower, ADX Communications Tower there in Pensacola, about 350-foot tower. So you got two things. You got the tower, what we call in the biz, vertical real estate. Okay, vertical real estate. That's the tower. On the tower, there are antennas for, and quite often, like even the tower we're on has multiple antennas on it. This same thing true on the other one. They said they ended up. One story said, well, the climbing of the tower does not affect the signal for the radio stations. It did while he was on there. They had to power down. Same thing we would have to do if something like this happened at our facility. Now, remember, this guy had to get through these facilities. Towers have razor wire, high chain link fence with razor wire around the top. I mean, it's FCC rules. Mm-hmm. So they had to get in like that and then climb the tower, which if you've ever done any kind of tower climbing for radio, it's spooky.
Yeah, not for me.
The crews that climb these babies, the 300s, the 500s like ours, or a 1,000-foot tower, these folks are, whew, man. And some of them have died doing this over the years. But they're talking about the powering down. The RF that comes out of, we have a 50,000-watt FM signal. It will basically boil your organs if you're near it. This is what's not been reported. It's when okay, because there are other people on our tower. If somebody has to go up and do work, we have to power down. There's been times I have to explain to y'all, they're like, why can't I get it? I said, well, somebody else on the tower. They have to work on their equipment. We have to power down or shut down to let them work on it because it will boil your organs.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep organs from being boiled.
That's right. It will kill you. So I don't know how close that guy got to the actual antennas yesterday before they had to power down. Who knew it? I mean, because it could straight up kill you there.
Wow.
I've been around AM facilities. AM makes me sick. You and I have talked about that over the years, and I'll work around AM, FM facilities, and I get physically nauseous, and I've had to work hours and hours and hours at those facilities and get sick and go back in and work and get sick. There are, if this is a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing, and I was interested to how they got the time, who reported that there's somebody on the tower before they got the power down and didn't boil this guy. Although some people say, well, maybe that would have been a good thing, but we'll look more into the story as we move through the morning. Sports, like Dalton said, on the way, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product. Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A third suspect is in jail in connection to the murder of a University of South Alabama professor, Matthew Weiser. 23-year-old Curtis Womack Jr. was arrested on Monday. He faces a murder charge and a marijuana possession charge in an unrelated case. A 15-year-old boy is recovering after being shot several times in Escambia County, Florida. Deputies say the shooting happened on Brainerd Street in the Brownsville community just outside Pensacola. The boy was shot four times but is expected to be okay. Deputies say he is not cooperating with their investigation. One of the country's top youth organizations is filing for bankruptcy. The Boy Scouts of America filed a court document in Delaware's bankruptcy court early this morning. The organization says it has about $50,000 in assets as it faces hundreds of sex abuse lawsuits. The lawsuits have now been suspended. Okaloosa County deputies say a man with a cane has been scamming people in Destin by going door to door asking for money. They say the man says his wife's car broke down, promises to repay them, but he never comes back. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning, 652 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Denny Hamlin won this year's running of the Daytona 500 by 14 thousandths of a second, but everyone's focus was on the well-being of Ryan Newman after a scary wreck on the final lap.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air. Newman
upside down
in a shower of sparks on his roof. Ryan Newman comes across the line for it.
It took emergency responders some time to get the car upright and remove Newman before he was taken to Halifax Medical Center. Newman's team, Roush Fenway Racing, released a statement right around 9 p.m. our time. It said Newman was in serious condition, but the doctor said that they were not life-threatening injuries. The victory lane celebration was, of course, subdued for Hamlin and his team.
It's a weird balance of, you know, excitement and happiness for yourself, but obviously someone's health and their family's, you know, bigger than any win in any sport. So, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
It was Hamlin's third Daytona 500 win of his career, and his margin of victory, those 14 thousandths of a second over Ryan Blaney, that was the second closest in race history. Mobile's Bubba Wallace finished 15th after getting caught up in a wreck that took out a majority of the field with 17 laps remaining. Now under a month away from Selection Sunday in the NCAA basketball season, Baylor remains the top-ranked team in the latest top 25 poll. Kentucky moved up to number 10, and Auburn fell two spots to number 13 after losing to Missouri. LSU dropped out of the poll after losing to Alabama on Saturday. 6:54 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel,
just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, no new accidents. The state troopers are on a scene there at Lot in Schillinger. And we've got a dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. this morning. Less than a quarter mile visibility from the Daphne area across the Bayway and all the way through Mobile. Coastal Traffic and Scamp Entertainment proud to bring you Dennis DeYoung, the original singer of Styx, to the Pensacola Sanger Theater this Friday night for the 40th anniversary of the Grand Illusion album. Go to Ticketmaster.com, use the promo code SCAMP, and you'll save 25% on tickets and meet and greets. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and areas of fog with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, fog and a few showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then a few showers with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We got towel talk coming up in just a second. Talking towels.
Oh, good.
Doing that. Also, heads up, your chance to win them before you can buy them. Def Leppard and ZZ Top tickets sometime between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Tickets go on sale Friday. You can win them today right here on Mobile Mornings. All right, so BuzzFeed has a story out about how many times you can use your towel before you need to wash it.
Okay, I'm interested in this.
Because yesterday they messed with our understanding of our cup of water we sit by our bedside. Now it's our towels. And three is the magic number.
Ooh, okay.
Maximum number of showers you should use the same towel for. That's three. Then it's time to wash it. They said bacteria and mold start growing each time a towel gets damp. Hanging it up to dry slows the process down but doesn't stop it. Once you've used the towel three times, it hits a tipping point. And after that, basically, here's what they say. You're rubbing bacteria and mold all over yourself.
Good to know. Good to know. I'm a five-time guy.
Yeah, I am too, like during the week. Three showers only applies if you hang it up to dry right after you use it. If you toss it on the floor, my children, or hang it up later, it stays wet longer. You only get one or two uses then. And they said washcloths, which really don't ever get completely dried off, should only be used once.
Okay.
So towels three times, washcloths once.
What about loofahs?
That's a great question. I have no experience with the loofah, but we'll have to check that one. Be right back.